Blog Talk Radio.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
That's right, everybody. In the words of the immortal Steve Tyler, I'm back. I'm back in the saddle again. Back from a one-week hiatus, I am Adam, and I'm with me as always. This is the Don Juan of Tahlequah. What is up, Arlo?
What's up, brother? How's it going tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm about 90% better. As most of our listeners will know, we had to skip a week last week because I had a pretty nasty case of the laryngitis. I completely lost my voice. That's and nice. Also I was on vacation. So, but mostly the voice thing, because if I'm any way able, we can do remote. That's the beauty of podcasting. So it's not going to be a common occurrence, but you know, stuff happens sometimes, and I couldn't just turn it off. I wish I could have, but still dealing with a little bit of chest congestion, so pardon us, guys, but we do live in Oklahoma, the allergy capital of the world, in our opinion, if you ask any Okie. And this allergy and sinus season is disgusting, and it's
horrible, nasty.
But on the bright side, the weather's beautiful. And what have you been up to, man? How was your week?
Man, amazing 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, unreal 2 weeks. You can tell we ain't been on the air for 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean, shoot, you know, I've been all about this new life kick, and
yeah,
that's what the show's about this weekend. It's really weird that we changed the show to this weekend. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks, I've had the craziest life kicks.
You have, dude. You've been talking this shit up.
Yeah.
And,
I remember I went and I'm helping my friend, the one that I told you, has the health issues, has the walking issues, all that stuff.
Right.
Well, I go see him. And at the same time, like a couple days later, I decide to go hang out, go see another buddy of mine. You know, you get those vibes that something's not right in life. And I show up and I text and no one answered. And I thought, well, I was going to wait outside their house for a minute. They might be on their way back, you know,
right.
Because it's, you know, I'm just thinking. I don't know why, but I've got the feeling just to stay.
Yeah.
And I stay, and then they come out their house. They're about to leave. And they look, and they're like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Crazy thing is, and I tell them all the craziness that's happened in my life and all these life-changing things that's been going on with me.
Yeah.
Inside of me and outside and all the good stuff that's going on. And turns out they were having their own issues, and everything I'm saying has been helping them. So we're all back in the gym once a week
together. Good.
Yeah, really crazy, man. And I mean,
that's awesome.
I don't know, man. It's like you're finally living up to your potential.
Yeah.
You're finally living up to your purpose. Craziest thing. That's been one of the part of the 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The other part was I went to the cigar lounge last night.
Okay.
Of course, that's my favorite place to go.
Yeah.
Other than the Electric Cowboy in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Yeah.
So I go down to the cigar lounge. And I go down to the lounge.
Uh-huh.
And me and my buddy, we're just hanging out, you know, having some good smokes. And yeah, he is, Zeke. So my buddy listens live. So me and my buddy, we go up to the cigar lounge and we're having smokes, you know, and sitting there, and he's throwing back a few drinks. And he goes, we're at the, like I said, we're at the lounge. And my buddy gets up and he's like, hey, I'm gonna go hit the head. I was like, all right, you know, he goes off to the,
sure. We're
literally right across from the restrooms.
Right.
And the restrooms, if anybody ever been to Classic Cigar Lounge in Tulsa, is kind of like your house.
Mm-hmm.
Like you walk in there, but there's one urinal and a toilet.
Right.
Well, my buddy's sitting there. I was like, yeah, this dude's taking forever.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that dude's taking a shit. You know what I mean? Because this guy walks up, checks the door, don't open. He's like getting mad. I was just watching this dude getting pissed off out front of that door. Well, he walks off cussing. And I'm like, damn, he's been in there for like 15 minutes.
Right.
Well, this other guy walks up, goes to check the door. Door just opens. swings it wide open. There's my buddy sitting on the toilet, taking a shit with his face like, like his mom walked in the kitchen to masturbate or something kind of face.
Oh my god!
I'm talking like 15-year-old kid all over again.
Oh, there's nothing worse than getting caught flipping the worm, man.
Hang on. So he just sat there on his phone like this.
Y'all got to watch the video. See that part?
He's on his phone and just goes deer in the headlights of this guy. And the guy's like, "Oh, my bad, my bad." Shuts the door.
Uh-huh.
The dude starts doing the pee dance. He stayed there doing the pee dance. Opens the door back up again. And goes, "Bro, I just got to take a piss."
Yeah. Oh, man.
The dude goes in there and uses the restroom, right?
Uh-huh.
The dude goes in there using the restroom. Comes out, locks the door behind him. After he leaves. The funniest part, yeah. I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Right.
I'm sitting there and I just look over. I die laughing. I steal the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 line. I point at him and say, "Oh, you must be so why the door's wide open."
Oh, God.
And I started doing the Daniel Bryan, yes,
yes. That could have only been better if the whole bar joined you and just, yeah.
Well, you know what's really crazy?
Yeah.
And it was really, really, really crazy. The bar was packed up until the moment when he goes in the restroom. And, like, for whatever reason, like, someone knew the door was about to open.
Uh-huh.
Because for whatever reason, that bar parted like the Red Sea.
Holy crap.
Like, there was only, like, two tables, one way up front by the entrance that had people and our table.
Everybody just knew the Stanley Steamer was coming.
They
right?
knew it was coming.
Oh.
And I was like, where did everyone go in that moment?
Uh-huh.
I mean, someone higher up had to be looking out for his his integrity. Not his integrity, like his respect or something.
Right.
Pride. I was like, get the F out of here, dude.
Yeah.
So then, there's a lot to the story. There's a lot more to this story. So we're sitting there. And the guy comes out, and me and the dude's cracking jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dude, I said, if I'd have known that door was open, I'd went Facebook Live and just walked in.
You are totally that guy, dude.
I am that guy. And so I'm sitting there, and me and the dude's cracking jokes.
Right.
My buddy comes out. He comes out, and we're all sitting at the table just shooting the bull about it, cracking jokes about it. Well, the old guy's girlfriend's in the women's restroom, right? No one walked in on her.
Uh-huh.
She comes out, right? And we're all sitting at my table. And she looks at him. She's like, "Well, hey, do you want to go back outside? Or we can just hang out here." You know, I was like, okay, kind of weird. We don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
In between me and her boyfriend, right? Smoking. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of like, it's kind of awkward.
Right.
And like, she keeps talking to me. And we're conversing about a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to not be funny.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have a, you know, an educated adult. But she's laughing at everything I say. And I'm like, you got to watch the video. You know what I mean.
I do.
And I'm kind of like, oh, okay, this is kind of odd.
Yeah.
And I can see her boyfriend's not enjoying it. But what's he going to do?
No right.
offense to him.
Yeah.
No offense to him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'd have crushed him. I mean, you better have been like the welterweight champion of the UFC. Because if you ate, I'm gonna smash you out. If you try to get hasty, because I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
your girl's doing it.
Yeah,
so don't get mad at don't get mad at me for it. It's not my fault. I'm devilishly charming and disarmingly handsome. I mean, hey, you know, God sent it. I just signed for it.
Oh man.
But, and humble.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, the only thing that exceeds your confidence is your humility, man.
Exactly. That's what I say. So we're sitting there.
Uh-huh.
And then she starts doing the laughing and grabbing my arm. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, and then she grabs my arm. She's like, what does your tattoo say?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm still a guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well. You know,
yeah.
You gotta watch the video.
Yeah, hold on. Let me roll this sleeve up so you get a better look.
And I'm like trying to pump as much blood to my arm as I can real quick. And so she's sitting there. She's like, oh, my gosh, touching my arm, running her arm, her hands all over my. And it just got done. I'm going to show my tattoo here in a minute. It just got done. So it's stinging. Feels like she's touching a sunburn.
But, it burned so good.
But I'm playing that part off.
You know that hurt so good.
About that time, his phone rings, and he answers it. And she's still just rubbing my tattoo, telling me how cool it is, how this, that, how she's thinking about getting one, where'd I go. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, y'all are at that bar? Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I said, you know what he did? He texted his boys 911.
I was about to say that.
Hey, call me. And he's like, oh, okay, hey, we got to go down to this bar over here. And I was like, get your girl out of here.
I can't blame him, though.
I can't either.
Yeah.
I can't either. I guarantee you, though, they had one heck of an argument.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever in the world they went.
No doubt.
Because she's all giving the, okay, well, nice meeting you all, bye. And I'm like, oh.
I'm not a jealous man, but there's those certain markers, those certain red flags. And when they throw that up, girls got a wondering eye.
Oh, yeah. Unreal wondering.
Yeah.
Unreal wondering.
Sure.
So then, like, 20 minutes later, I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is a crazy night.
Okay.
I'm talking to my buddy. I'm like, man, this is a crazy night. You got caught taking a shit. Had some new chick. The guy who walked in on you's chick was all up on my lap. I was like, can this night get any weirder? About that time, this guy walks by. Another guy, another country dude. You can tell he's got boots and jeans like I got.
Right.
Got his boots and jeans on. And he double takes at me. He's walking by, and I was like, oh, I know a lot of people, and from a lot of different areas of life, so I don't know who this guy is. Well, he looks at me, double takes, stops, and he goes, points at me and goes, didn't you used to fight? Okay, so ego's like on a million.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
it just blew up to like 5 million.
So now you're wondering if you're going to be able to fit this head through the doorway.
I couldn't fit it in the headband I wore. Like my headband popped right out holding my hair. And I'm trying to stay humble. Man, humility was number 3 on that list. Remember that. So we're sitting there, and this guy's like, man, I remember you, blah. And I was like, really? I'm just like, it's like celebrity night here.
Yeah.
Other than my buddy getting caught taking a shit. And so.
Seen some shit, talked some shit.
Yeah. Relived some shit. So he comes up, shakes my hand. He's like, man, I remember you boxing back in the day, dude. I was over at Team Lethal when you were there. He's like, I remember your last fight. I was there at your last fight when you fought Tyree. And he's like, I remember you knocking him down. That crowd just going quiet. And I was like, this dude remember that fight just like that. Dude. It did happen that way.
It's always good when you get confirmation.
Confirmation, because I know sometimes pride gets in my way. Man, I whooped that dude's ass.
Yeah, this wasn't a fish story anymore.
This is a fact.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is fucking wild. And so then we're all just hanging out, man, just fucking shooting the shit. Just a great night. And I killed the night like at midnight. We're sitting there. I told my buddy, I was like, dude, this night is just absolutely crazy. I'm like, man, it's 12:30. It's enough happened. Only thing left now is to go to jail. I said, I was like, man, this. But yeah, I mean, it was absolutely just crazy, man. I mean, it was really cool. The coolest part was the guy that remembered me boxing.
Yeah,
just because it's always good just to have people that remember, people that remember what you did.
Yeah, and I hate to even say glory days, but something that was such a big part of your life that you remember so fondly and was a big highlight of your life, and then somebody recognized you from that and then confirms the way you remembered
exactly. It just makes a man feel good. It's just cool to relive a moment.
That's
cause,
awesome,
because I always like reliving those moments. It's just,
that's awesome.
It kind of hit the old heart.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, I'm like, I may not be what I was, but I'm still Arlo Jumper, damn it. you know what I mean. But man, so I'm pretty excited about tonight's show.
Yeah, me too, dude.
We're trying to get people listening live. We're trying to get callers to call in. We want to talk about life, love,
sure,
living, laughing, and loving, man. The three L's of life.
Yeah.
The three L's of life.
You know, I'm a big proponent for moderation in all things. And
exactly.
You have to have a balance. And there's a great video, and I'm going to share the video here shortly, if not after the show. And it's, I don't know if it's a real video or it was produced, but it's a college professor. Mm-hmm. And he walks in with a backpack, and in this backpack, he has like a fishbowl.
Uh-huh.
He pulls this fishbowl out and he sets it on the table. And on that table, he starts pouring different things. You know, there's some pebble or some river rock. There's some pebbles, and then there's some sand, and then he pours water in it. And basically, the whole moral of the story is that each thing represented an important part of life. And there's only so much you can fit in your life, but you without one, you can't, or with you too much of one thing, you don't have enough room for the other. But you also still got to have a little room for a little bit extra to fill in the empty spaces. So,
I like it.
I do too.
I like how that analogy went.
Thank you. Analogy is the thing I do.
Oh,
but,
dude, I love it.
You know, the three L's, that's basically the way I feel about that story and that analogy is you've got to, like you said, you know, love, live, and laughing. And, you know, just like laughter is the best form of it heals the soul.
Yep.
And you can mend the body. But if you don't want to fight and you don't want to will yourself through anything, your body just gives up.
That it will. The body and the soul and everything goes down with it.
Yeah.
You know, the great Jim Valvano said.
Okay.
Jimmy B. got the famous speech that he was on the ESPYs, I think in like 93 or 94.
Mm-hmm.
He was stage 4 terminal ill cancer.
Wow.
Tumors all over his body. Just mm-hmm. he wasn't going to make it much longer.
Sure.
And they gave him an award. But he gave the best speech I've ever heard as like a live speech just on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And his speech, he said, everybody should do three things in a day.
Okay.
They should think. They should spend some time of the day in thought. Then they should laugh.
Right.
They should spend each day at some point in that day and find laughter, you know. And the third one was everyone should cry.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, it can be tears of happiness, tears of joy.
Right.
Tears of sadness. Just get those emotions out. The other part of that speech, he said that if you do that every day for 7 days a week, I guarantee you something special will happen. And it's really weird. It's really weird. When I first heard that, you know, I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, crying, that's weak.
Yeah.
You know, I was a kid. I was stupid. And even as a young man, I was still like, I can't see crying every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. When I found myself 2.5 months ago,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was developing myself for four months. About 2.5, 3 months ago, I really found myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I found myself, it was then that I realized Jim Valvano was right.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, I had laughed more than I ever laughed. I had laughed more than I ever have. I had thought more than I ever have.
Yeah.
Even the times before that, even the 4 months leading up to that point, I thought I was thinking a lot, but I was repeat thinking.
Yeah.
And so that's different. I wasn't just thinking of all these different things. It was just one. No multi thoughts. And then ironically, yes, I cried more than I ever have.
You know, guys have there's such a bad stigma about crying.
There really is.
Now, before we go any further in the stories, don't forget, folks, this is a live show. If you're listening live, please call in. Our phone number is 516-666.
Pick up stick.
9510. You can also reach us on our email, which is aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can get us on our Facebook, it's facebook.com/AA Meeting Podcast or Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. Reach out to us. You can be totally anonymous if you want, or you can call in, identify yourself. Doesn't matter. It can be a funny story. It can be heart. All we want is real. This is a real show, real people, real talk. And, as Arlo said, you know, I have noticed a difference in you, man. Since we started doing this show, and I've noticed a difference in myself as we started doing the show. But as I was saying, you know, there's such a big stigma about men and crime.
Mm-hmm.
Like men have to be tough. Men don't show their tears. Let me mm-hmm. tell you, and in that, there's nothing wrong with not wanting people to see you vulnerable, but you still have to find a place and a time to get that emotion out, whether it's, you know, out, you know, hugging your family or your loved ones and getting it out of your system, or just, you know, going to a bedroom or a shower and crying in the shower stall. You know, it doesn't matter. You've got to get that stuff out. And, you know, just like if you eat you eat a lot of bad foods, and eventually that bad stuff can build up. It gives you kidney stones.
Yep.
And let me tell you, that shit burns and it hurts, and you'll feel like you're dying on the way out. And the emotions are a lot of the same way. If you're not getting those things out in a healthy way, it's going to be so much worse when it finally hits. And that's when we did a show 2 or 3 weeks ago on addiction. And that's mm-hmm. where a lot of that stuff can happen, because people don't know how to deal with these things now that they are in such a, they've built up over time and now they can't deal with their emotions. But let me tell you, I'm not ashamed to say I've cried many a time in my life. I've cried several times this year.
Oh, yeah.
And when life gets hard, man, there's nothing wrong allowing yourself to process that. You know, you don't have to get on Facebook and it's like, oh,
yeah, you got to broadcast it live.
I wept because the sun was just sunset was so beautiful and it touched my soul.
Yeah, we're not saying be
right,
fancy.
Right. You don't have to be overly sensitive and make sure that absolutely. Everybody knows that you're sensitive. But like we said again in a couple shows ago, I can't even think of his name. When Chris Cornell passed,
mm-hmm.
I cried. I cried like a little girl.
Well, that's one of your idols.
Yeah.
And, you know, in hindsight, you never think of your heroes dying.
Yeah.
Heroes ain't supposed to die.
And at Rocklahoma, they did a tribute. And they played my favorite Chris Cornell song.
So drunk, he was just in tears.
And oddly, I wasn't even drunk that night.
Because
I was dealing with all the voice stuff.
Okay, yep.
But... yeah, 60,000 people in that one place,
dude.
And I don't think there was a dry eye place. It was just dead silent, and I looked around at all the cell phones in the air, and I saw so many tear streaks glistening. And, I mean, it's just – there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. And, you know, especially, you know, when it comes to loss of loved ones, mm-hmm. whether it be a relationship ending or death or – just life gets too much, man. As we've talked about here, I've got multiple jobs, multiple projects. I've got a lot going, and sometimes it gets too much for me. So what to take from this overly long-winded point I'm making here is, guys, men don't be afraid to show your emotions. And if you don't want to show it, and because you feel like that makes you vulnerable, that's fine, but you still have to deal with it. So whether you do it publicly or with your loved ones or privately, you got to get that stuff out of your system, or you start looking at bad emotional problems, whether you internalize it and it comes out and exploding on somebody, or addiction or alcohol abuse or anything. What are you doing over there, Arlo?
I'm going live, baby. You know how we do it.
Now, something we'd like to do here at the AA meeting, we'd like to do a live to show how far-reaching we are in cyberspace. if he could stop dropping the thing. There we are. So if you are on our Facebook page or you've friended Arlo, you can also friend me. We are live.
Feel free to holler at us, man. It's just live. Let's see how many viewers we can get popping up here.
You bet.
We got two. Who's watching? I can't read.
Now,
that.
I noticed that you've conveniently pointed this thing straight at your new favorite prized artwork here.
Yes. In case no one watched the live feed from Friday night, I got my tattoo finally finished. We're gonna show it on the up here camera too. We're going to go on this camera up here. Hey, who's all watching, man? We got a lot of people watching. I hope y'all are listening live.
Look at all these people rolling in.
Hey, Shane Whittle, what's up, brother? Mace, what's up? Tamara, Zeke. All right, we got all these people coming on Facebook Live. Don't forget, you guys can catch us. We are live right now on Blog Talk Radio. It's just easiest for if you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/AA Meeting Podcast. And we've got a link on there. You can tune in and listen to us live. And tomorrow, as usual, the video will be uploaded onto YouTube.
Exactly.
And so you can see this artwork that Arlo has acquired. And dude, I've got to say, that's a badass tattoo.
Hey,
man.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to show the camera on the for the YouTube part, or not the YouTube. Yeah, the YouTube first. So
here, let's do this. I'm going to be your cameraman because that's kind of what I do.
All righty.
We'll switch this around here. All right. I got a good view.
As you see, it says death waits for no man, which is true. I got the gray put in, the white highlights put in yesterday. The back with the Reaper says, and if he does, he doesn't wait long. Because that's the truth right there. Got the lightning cloud right there.
That is badass.
That hurt. The lightning on the elbow.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, about almost brought the girl out in me. Like, I was about ready to just tap out, as they say in the tattoo business.
That is awesome, man.
And, I mean, it was hurting.
So who did your artwork?
Jay Little over in the only guy that does my artwork. My boy Jay Little over in Van Buren, Arkansas at Alpha Omega Inc. I know it's on Fayetteville Road in Van Buren. Hey, pull up the link if you can, Will.
I sure will.
We'll put it out there.
Sorry for those, for that audio thing. Anyway, for those of you watching here on YouTube, go ahead and go to our Facebook page, as I've said several times, and like our Facebook page. You get all our updates. You can also friend Arlo or friend myself, and we can you can see some of these live sessions that we do. Basically, you're seeing the same thing that you're seeing from a different angle. But today what we're talking about is the three L's of life, love, living, and laughing.
So we can read if anybody writes a question.
There we go.
Look at you.
Hey, Earl, what's up, brother?
That's my boy Earl Phillip. Met him in Vegas. Coolest dude you ever met.
Is he the Earl from the Dixie Chicks song?
No.
He's not?
He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. What's up, Berto? Berto said, get a damn tripod. Berto, you know, I'm the least techiest person in the world. This was like light years in advance for me on to even turn Facebook Live on.
Arlo, I'm so glad you passed up for that. Pass that dirty joke up right there.
I did. I'm trying to be nice, man. I've been making a lot of changes in life.
You are. You cleaned that shit up, dude.
I was. I'm being nice. And that was too easy, though.
Yeah,
that was
true.
Too easy. Like I like the ones that I could just come out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, like an RKO from Randy Orton. You know what I mean?
I got you. What's the name of that, of the gentleman who did your artwork?
Jay Little. He's on my Facebook page. Y'all can look him up, Jay Little at J-A-Y. Jay Little at Omega Inc. That's him right there. Best damn tattoo artist you'll find, period. And he's a cool dude. Just a great person all around.
Does he have a professional? Or we'll just go through Alpha Omega Inc.
No, he just has his Facebook page.
His Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some people's kind of iffy on that
Kenny,
sometimes.
What's up, brother? Hey, Travis Wyman, what's up, brother? So, yeah, we're going to name drop. We're not only going to name drop, but we'll give you all the address and the phone number. So, go. Y'all got any tattoo works that y'all need to be done? Like I said, man, y'all see the work that he does. Amazing. Go hit him up at Alpha Omega Inc. You can go to alphaomegainc@gmail.com. Or you can just go down to Van Buren, Arkansas, and see him, you know, just pop in and do a drop-in appointment. They're at 1408 Fayetteville Road in Van Buren, Arkansas. Phone number is 479-276-2296. But I highly recommend them. Highly, highly, highly recommend them. So, you know, besides the fact we got off track talking about the old tat, my buddy.
Us? Off track?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly. My buddy told me, he was like, dude, how did you go
from having two tattoos to a half sleeve like in a month.
Uh-huh.
I said strategics.
Strategery.
Exactly. Like, I just don't go and put something on my body.
Right.
Like, I think, and I think, and I overthink. And then I said, you know what? I'm pulling the trigger.
Dude, you've got some killer ideas for tats, too, I've got to say.
And as soon as the gym opens, and I know I ain't got to do anything else the rest of my life, I'm going for the knuckles up. But right now, I kind of got to be in the business world still, so I can't just,
right,
you know, look like, you know, like I'm just the baddest MF-er out there.
You're right. Yeah. I can't put a two-time world champion if I've never even stepped in the ring. So
a lot of people do.
They do. They do.
Oh, man. But okay. And you know, let's get back on topics here. Let's get back on topics. So tonight, like I said, we're going to talk about the three L's, man. Living, loving, laughing. But that's the important thing. You know, people ask me, why was living in that?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're alive don't mean you're living.
Right.
And that's 100%, man.
Yeah.
Just because you're alive does not mean you're living. And people don't get that. People's like, oh, well, I get out and go drink every night. That's not living. Oh, I go party every night. That's not living. Get out and go explore somewhere. Go travel somewhere. Go enjoy something other than something that's going to suppress a feeling,
right,
or an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why you have those.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to release any of those feelings unless you just let them go.
Right.
And, you know, that was a hot topic we were talking about. Was a lot of it was just love tonight. We were wanting to get people to call in, listen in, tune in, listen in, call in.
Yeah.
All the above, man, just because everyone has those issues. Everyone.
Right.
If you're out there in the world, you have those issues. I got more issues than anybody.
Sure.
I'm a self-sabotaging, egotistical.
Yeah.
Kind of a SOB.
At least you got some humility in there.
I do have a lot of humility. I know where I am and who I am and where I stand.
You know, and I'm the one of the biggest workaholics I know. And the living thing is something you know, people know me and they see all the things I do. You know, I've got my bouncy house rental business. I have a cell phone repair business. I have my day job for the tribe.
Exactly.
I've got busy a podcast.
You're a busy man.
And during Rocklahoma season, I have a bunch of groups and stuff that I volunteer my time on. And I constantly, and I'm the world's worst at this, I don't leave enough time for the things that matter, the reason why I'm doing all of these things, which is for the family, you know. Right. So you got to have your priorities straight. And that's what we're talking about with living. And you got to do the things that makes you happy. And if you like to drink, sure, go out and drink. Go have fun with your friends because you got to have
– What's up, Shana?
You got to have a life out there. A social life is very important.
Exactly.
But you also got to be able to relax.
You know, you're sitting here talking about you're doing things.
Right.
But you're also doing it, even though sometimes doing the right thing, you still have to put them side by side with the things that you love.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you're not putting one ahead of the other or one behind the other.
Right.
They're side by side.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like you don't have as much because you don't have as much time as you used to.
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, man, there's three types of people in this world. There's those people who make it happen.
Yeah.
There's those people who watch it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is the person or the people who wonder what happened.
You bet.
That's the three kind of people in this world.
I'm under the philosophy of everything you do in your life has to positively influence something else.
Exactly.
So all these things I do that funds the family, that funds our vacations that we go to, that funds us, our recreational activities that
exactly.
we don't necessarily need, but if we didn't have them, we'd lose our sanity.
It makes you comfortable.
You bet. Because, you know, like the old saying says, you got to work hard. Those who work hard, play hard.
What's up, Corey?
Let me tell you, I love to fucking play hard. So, you know, that means I got to work hard.
Dude, I go hard.
Yeah. We do. We both. I think
just the background, because I didn't get the wide view of it. When I they were asking, "What am I looking at?" I'm like, "Oh, there we are." Ah! And I want to be able to read the questions. And if I turn it like this, I can't see them.
And notice Arlo puts his hand over whenever he pans to me, so they don't see.
There, there, so that way he can see. That way he can see.
And I think a bunch of people's phones just cracked, so I can hear my cell phone business picking up.
So there it is. We're just going to show him daddy for the rest of the time that we're on.
There we go. More styling and profiling, so
the lone wolf's watching us. How you doing tonight, girl? Yeah, man. And, you know, like I said, well, we're just trying to get some callers, man. If anybody wants to call in, it's what, 516-666-9510?
You got it.
Man, call in. Let's just shoot the bull about living, loving, laughing, and, you know, carefree. And you know, let's go back to what we were originally talking about. Like I said, you know, when I found myself really like two and a half, three months ago, like I said, I really found myself
in
kind of a bad moment of myself. I was letting things that I shouldn't let get to me.
Right.
And of course that's part of life. I mean, you know, it's in moments like that that you get to rebuild yourself.
True.
And people get scared to rebuild themselves.
They do.
Because, you know, fear of the unknown is the biggest fear ever. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, you've been going so good and you let something, I don't want to say petty, but just something that hurts the heart.
Yeah.
Get you. And I've been known never to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, no, never to do that. And I said, you know what, though? I said, this is where you do it. This is where you build yourself to the person you're wanting to be. Because don't get me wrong. I'm a lot of self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. And I know that. And in that moment that I, exactly. Fear is a liar. And so, you know, like I said, I was like, this is the time to rebuild yourself. Arlo 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Or version you 2.0. Whatever anybody wants to take it. You know, 2.0 of yourself. And I said, you know, you got to invest all that. It's time to invest time into you.
Because
like I said, I was a self-sabotaging person. And at that moment, like I said, I walked away from two jobs that paid me probably close to $8,000 a month.
Right.
I mean, I was banking on car business. I was banking in pipeline, but both of them tested my morals.
Yeah.
And I'm a man of my word. I've told everybody there's no price on my soul.
Right.
It's hard to walk away from that, though.
Yeah. Especially money. Money is the hardest.
Money is the root of all evil, though. Biggie Small says, more money, more problems. And it's true.
Yeah.
Not really, because I got a lot of problems with that. I don't know which one I have for, but I'll tell you, man, I'm more happy without this.
Right.
Without making almost $8,000 a month, without, you know, raking in cash, because it brings in all the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that then, because I was like, man, you're sitting on top of the world. You got this. You just walk in and you get what you want. People treat you different.
Yeah.
However, only when I'm somewhere else. When I'm in hometown here, man, people always treat me like, I don't know why.
Maybe because I'm a hustle, but I think that's what it is.
Well, you treat people right. And if you treat people right, people's going to treat you right.
And
so, like I was saying, man, you get to reinvent yourself. And, you know, strength's not about how much you can lift, how much, the amount of force you can push. It's all about how much you can take and how quick you recover.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your strength really lies.
Go ahead, spout that Rocky quote.
No, I'm not saying
the Rocky quote. I love that Rocky quote.
I don't even remember that quote. I know it's something about how hard you can get hit and keep going forward.
That's the truth, though.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I love it.
I just try to say it a little more scientifically instead of just getting punched in the face like I did for all them years.
Yeah.
Because trust me, it messes up your head.
But yeah, man, and you know, I really had to sit back and, you know, reevaluate myself.
Yeah.
Like, because at that point when I hit that low point, I realized I was more embarrassed of where I was. I was like, man, you blowing the motor in your car. You didn't even have your car now.
Yeah.
You walked away from $2,000-$8,000 a month jobs. What are you doing?
So let me ask you this. Did you at any point?
People throwing some questions here. Get to talking.
In the last couple of years, did you get any friends or family or anyone like asking you what you want in life or anything?
No, because I didn't even know what I wanted in life.
Because I gotta confess, you know, I've known you for years, and we worked together for a short period of time, and I saw a couple of flags, and I don't want to say red flags, like you've got dangerous behavior, but it seemed like you were running and you didn't know what you were running towards.
I agree, 100%.
Because and not to blow smoke or anything, but I mean you're a very motivated person, and you're that type of person that any field you get in, you're going to succeed because you are the kind of guy that just wants to shatter ceilings, just to shatter ceilings. And you love to push yourself. And I've seen you transition from a lot of jobs. I'm like, man, he's looking for something.
What's up, buddy?
And once we got started and you started talking about your gym, and I've to this day, I still say you need to run for office.
I will. And that's going in 2 years.
But I think you can, there's certain people that they have these tendencies that you
Mason, ask anything. Ask anything. That's all this show's about. Just life right now. We're just trying to open up, get people to open up. So that's why I'm opening up. Adam's married. He's been opened up for 15 years now. I'm the guy that has the bachelor issues that never wants to settle down. So we're just trying to share stories out here just to get everybody listening and tune in and holler in. Hey, thanks, brother. You know how them curls get. You know that Samoan look I'll be rocking. And you know, the thing I told people when I hit that low point, I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken over a person. I was heartbroken over myself.
Right.
And that's when I realized I didn't love me.
Mm-hmm.
I told that before.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, I realized I really, really liked myself.
Yeah.
But I didn't love myself. Like, I was just now in that point of working out hardcore,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't take anything serious. Like, first time in weeks, first time ever, really ever, even when I boxed, even when I did this.
Right.
I finally meal prepped like fitness people tell me to.
How's that working out for you?
Amazing.
Dude? And how are you doing this meal prep? What
I plan meal prep. You know, it's just you do your lunch, you do your dinners. That's how I do it.
Right.
Breakfast is easy for me. Breakfast, I can still get up in the mornings and make it. But if getting up in the morning's hard, well then you meal prep what you want to do. And it's all about, you know, based on healthy and calories and what you want to take in,
mm-hmm.
what you got to put out, what you got to keep going, what's going to keep you fueled. Because everyone thinks it's just calories in, calories out, which it's hindsight it is, but there's more to it. It's also what calories you're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say, oh, well, I'm just going to eat 4 double cheeseburgers and call it a day. Well, it's still just shit calories.
Yeah.
But so it's fuel. That's
okay.
All I'm using. It builds it. They're strategically set.
So is it like these videos I see on YouTube where they're
kind of
Tupperware and they're just packing their stuff?
I'm packing it in there and I throw it in the fridge. It makes it – I didn't realize how easy it made it because I come home from lunch – I don't spend no money now.
Yeah.
I drive straight home. I throw one of the Tupperwares in the microwave. I heat it. Bam.
People don't realize how much you spend on eating out.
Oh, horribly, dude. I've saved – I spent $40 last week and fed myself for 4 days.
Yeah.
$40 on Sunday and fed myself Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
And I was like, get the crap out. Dude, I was spending that in a day.
Right. And we're talking about like – today, where a 20 spot is going to get you one meal.
You know it, Mace.
A single guy, you're probably going to get out, you know, 15, 16 bucks. And if you're eating in, you know, 20 bucks, you got
well,
the tip.
Like, at the time, I was stupid. Like, it was, I'd go eat. I'd be like, man, I still got 25 minutes to kill.
Right.
Go grab a $5 coffee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so there's two tips because I tip the coffee girl and I tip my waitress. And I'm like, dude, you just spent like $40 for nothing, you know?
And half of that is just gratuity.
Yeah, exactly. Because I pay with a 10 for a $5 cup of coffee. I'm like, keep the change. Plus, she was cute every time I drove through there. But anyways.
Folks, be sure to tip your server.
So, you know, back before we just get horribly off subject.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I had to realize I had to love myself.
Yeah.
I had to realize, and I never knew that. I never knew I didn't really care about myself, that I really liked myself, but I never loved myself.
Right.
And the thing I learned the most, what's up, Big Chris? The thing I learned the most in that 2 months, and I've been meaning to say this on air for everybody, is it's not enough. I used to be so hard into it to say you got to think positive.
Yeah.
I used to be so hardcore into saying positive because I'm a positive MF.
You are, dude.
But here's the difference. You know it's serious when I talk like this.
The headband gets a little bit lower. He leans in.
A little bit lower. The voice turned into Barry White real quick.
I got to jump over here on the audio levels, make sure the whisper's caught.
So what I realized was it's not enough to think positive.
Right.
Thinking positive
Everyone said that for over the years, and you've heard it from every self-help thing in the world.
Right.
Think positive brings positive thoughts, bring positive energy.
Right.
I go backwards. I take positive actions.
Okay.
There's three levels, in my opinion, of positivity. There's deed, which is the most important,
mm-hmm.
which is what you do.
Right.
There's word, and there's thought. And that's the order they should go in. Everyone else, watch the videos. Can you see it in the YouTube video? Everyone else gets them flipped around.
Right.
They go thought, word, deed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I can lay in bed being depressed, trying to think, I need to do better. I need to do better.
Yeah.
But I'm just laying in bed still thinking I need to do better. Having all these great thoughts, but I ain't doing nothing with them.
Sounds like me and my exercise routine.
Find something that makes you laugh that week to pull you out of that hole.
Yeah.
Find something in 24 hours to a week or in that week frame that's going to pull you out of that hole, regardless of what it is. I tell you one thing that makes me ecstatic, and not many people know this. My sister knows this, and she laughs. I love hearing babies laugh.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and everyone laughs at me. Or they look at me like, oh, my God, really? You're like the tough guy that we wouldn't have thought. Because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really ever wanted kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely love hearing babies laugh. They will make my day happier 100 times.
Yeah.
Like, just because they laugh at hardcore, like I do, at anything.
Belly.
Yeah, just they're having a ball.
So they can't breathe.
Yeah. And it just cracks me up. But anyways, find something that's going to pull you out of those holes.
Right.
Find something that's going to pull you out. Actions, like I said, deed, thought, or deed, word, thought. Guarantee it. Because once you start acting better, once your actions are start going positive,
mm-hmm.
well, guess what? Your speech is going to start going positive.
Yeah.
Once your speech starts telling, your speech is going to start telling your mind that it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to fall in. And I never realized that. Till I started loving myself. And I said, this was 2 months ago, 2.5, 3 months ago.
Right.
And I mean, I didn't think I had that much changing left to do until it's crazy because I was doing so much great progressions. Anybody got any questions, man? Throw them out there, man. We got some live listeners still. Anybody want to talk, call in. Let's get some people rolling. I never realized that I had to, that I didn't, I never real. I thought I was doing so much in that progression that I was like, man, I'm good. I'm almost there. Nope.
Yeah.
Got one last reality check. Hit me in the heart. Kind of broke a man for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I hit rock bottom of where I was at. Not where I used to be,
mm-hmm.
but where I was at, I hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm like, and what's really weird is I never told nobody that's what I felt. Even we did this show when this was going on. And I never told anybody, I never told you that I felt like I hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know I was sad through these days because I can keep it. I got a great poker face. And then it's really ironic. My buddy last week we were talking, he goes, man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be real as I can be with you. He said, because I was telling him this and I was telling him how I was down and how I felt like I hit rock bottom. And he looked at me, he goes, brother, let me tell you something. He goes, you got to hit rock bottom before you can become a hero.
This is totally true.
And I'm like, wow, that's the deepest thing. And this is the guy that I'm kind of helping out right now. I mean, we're both helping each other, you know?
You know, and a lot of people, when they start talking about their bottom or they start talking about things they go through, have you noticed, because a lot of people want to compare and what should be like empathy, you know, dude, I totally see what you're going through, man. I've been there myself or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you get the people that want to compete. Oh, man, mm-hmm. what the hell are you talking about? You've got a job. You've got a home. You're not – man, I was drug addicted for da-da-da-da-da. I lost my care, my kids, my job, my da-da-da. You know what? That's your rock bottom. That's not my rock
exactly.
bottom.
Or theirs was worse than yours.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, look, I'm not here to tell you – you know, that yours was worse than mine. I'm not here to hear that. And I'm not here to tell you that mine was worse than yours.
Right.
I'm just sitting here wanting someone to listen.
Yeah. And well, what a lot of people, what this does, and this does to a lot of people, is you convince them that their rock bottom isn't their rock bottom.
Yep.
And so then they don't make that positive change.
And they live in it. Yeah. And they decide to stay in it.
Right.
And they don't take those positive
actions. You're enabling them to continue this downward spiral.
They, you know what happens? They go into the backwards of the positivity I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They go into thought,
yeah,
speech, deed, instead of deed, speech, or deed, word, thought.
Right. They're prolonging
that because
phase.
They go backwards and say, well, if I just keep thinking this way, it's going to happen. If I keep thinking this way, well, yeah, I can think a lot of things don't mean I'm going to be it. You got to go out there and try it.
You know, there's a lot of people that, and I don't want to knock religion or religious people, because that's not what I'm about.
Exactly,
anything that keeps you motivated is a good thing.
Exactly.
As long as it's in a positive way.
Well,
However, you
have to till life.
There's a lot of people that I know personally that they take the Carrie Underwood song to total heart and let their life live by it. Jesus, take the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, if I'm walking down the street and I'm just like, man, the Lord will provide, but I'm not doing anything myself and I'm just expecting these things, good things to happen for me, it's not going to happen.
But you got to meet them halfway.
Do what?
You got to meet them halfway.
Yeah. I mean, if you have that school of thought, then that school of thought tells you he also gave you all the tools you need to build that house.
Exactly.
That house is not just going to manifest itself with in front of you and, oh my gosh, somebody saw you down on your luck and depressed, and so here's a car. It doesn't work that way. If you're in that school of thought, he has to be your strength.
And you know, like exactly, that's what I was about to say. I said, my faith is my strength.
Right.
I look at life with my faith on my shoulder, on my back, and I tell life, look, I know you've been through everybody in this world.
Right.
I know you've been through everybody, but you ain't been through me.
Mm-hmm.
And we coming to get it.
Yeah.
We coming to get it. And you know, the other thing is about that hitting rock bottom, man, is you can't go into loneliness, and that's hard.
Yeah.
When you got a heartbreak, oh, everything's good, brother. You know how we do it. I'm ready to work out this week. I know that. So we're sitting there, and I tell people, you can't go into loneliness. You can go into solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Solitude is different than loneliness.
Right.
Solitude means you're happy with your own company.
Mm-hmm.
Loneliness means just by yourself, and
right.
you're not happy with you. You're not happy with the life.
Right.
Solitude means you're trying to figure it out. You can
right.
be you're sitting there with your thoughts.
Right.
And like I said, you're enjoying your own company. You're sitting there enjoying the day. You're still listening to trees. You're still listening to the trees blowing the wind. You're still listening to birds and all that good stuff.
Well, and as your big motto, a third of your big motto is, you know, you got to live strong. And to sum up what we're talking about is living, you know, the three L's of living here is, you know, you've got to live right before you can be right. And
exactly.
you've got to think right before you can live right. My point is that you got to put everything you have into something.
Exactly.
And once you start doing that, then you can see where you've came. You can see those accomplishments. You can enjoy, you can like what you see in the mirror every day. And once you start to love yourself, then you can love others. Because
oh, absolutely.
I see a lot of my friends, they have so many love problems because they keep looking at the first thing that comes across their path.
That old Johnny Lee song, looking for love in all the wrong places.
You bet. And my biggest advice, other than to any man or woman or anybody that's looking for love, other than date a nerd, because nerds will appreciate. trust me, ask everybody I know, or
true.
Ask anybody
this
who's
true.
Married to a nerd.
This is true.
Most devoted, loyal people. Anyway, the other thing is you can't be looking for it. You've got to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you are out and you're going to the bar looking for love, or you're going everywhere you go, you're looking at every attractive person, and then you're trying to plug every plug into the outlet, not all of them's compatible. It's not always going to work. A 210 is not going to work in a 120 outlet. You're not going to be able to get a car battery to hook up to a refrigerator.
Exactly.
You can't just go out and see something really cool that you think is attractive and expect it to work for you in your life.
And the problem a lot of people have in all those,
mm-hmm.
they don't know how to express their feelings.
I think that's true. And I think they're just trying to will it to work. And,
yeah.
And it doesn't work that way. My suggestion is that they go do what they love because, one, it's completing their life. It's a positive for them. And then they're going to see other people that's doing what they love. And then from there, you guys have something in common. And, you know, a family that works out together stays together. For a family that games together stays together. A family that has those things yep. that they can share, they have something as a foundation that they can build upon. And I, you know.
Your circle.
Yeah,
your
totally.
Circle. And, you know, there's a thing about that circle. They call it a circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a circle of family.
Right.
Because if you're in that circle, you're family to me. And you know what sucks sometimes about that is not everybody's meant to be in that circle that you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
You know?
And it sucks, too, because of people getting that lust and they's like, oh, Kate Upton over there.
That's where I got hit in the heart. Right? That's where I got hit in the heart. But I realized not everybody's meant to not all the people you meet are meant to be in your heart or be in your life. They're meant to be in your heart. Some are just meant to be in your heart, not in your life.
You know, and that's totally true. I have,
and it sucks.
I have a, I talk about Rocklahoma a lot. I'm really heavy into the social groups of Rocklahoma. And the thing I love about Rocklahoma is we all get along. There's a strong, strong community. Well, in these groups, I found certain individuals that stand out, and we have a lot, almost every social group that we're in, we're also in those same circles. So we have all those things in common, but there's certain individuals that everywhere they go for one reason or another, they find drama. There's always something going on. There's always somebody mad at somebody else. And now you can't be friends or you can't talk to them. You now are burdened with their baggage. My point is that if you have somebody that no matter what they are doing, they always have problems or their problems are now your problems, that's toxic. And you can't have toxic people in your life. And it sucks, especially when they are good friends or you have a good relationship. But, you know, until somebody gets their life right, their baggage is going to become your baggage and it's going to drag you
down.
And
vice versa.
Right.
And vice versa until you get yours right.
You bet.
Your baggage is going to be their baggage.
Right.
Because we tend to forget.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to forget in all these moments we gripe about the other person. We never looked at ourselves.
Right.
And that's where I was. I always griped about everybody else, and I never looked at myself.
See, I'm a huge proponent for self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
I think any time that you are going through some funk or something bad is happening to you, it is time to step back from the situation and reevaluate what you're doing, if you know, and how that's making you feel, if it's a positive or a negative. Well, this individual, he caused a lot of problems. He cost me a bunch of friends that were very dear to me. He damaged my reputation within those social circles because, you know, for whatever reason, he did the things that he did. And now trying to find a way to word this. I'm associated with him no matter what.
Of course.
And he did some pretty crappy things to a lot of people, but they knew we were close. And so now I'm associated with it. Well, what I finally had to do is tell this individual, look, man, I love you. Because I do. I throw the love word out a lot. Because I had a really close relationship with this guy. He's a cool guy. We hung out a lot of times at Rocklahoma. And we were there for each other through, you know, hey, man, I'm having some problems. Anyway, my point is I had this conversation with him. I was like, man, you're a good guy. You're a good friend. I value you. But you are toxic. You are drama. And
yeah,
I'm not
that out.
And I'm not saying this in a I'm not trying.
Yeah.
You don't have to insult the people, but you just have to let them know that, look, what's going on in your life is creating problems in mine. So I don't have a problem with you. We're good, but We can't be friends. Don't call me. Don't message me. I'm not going to get sucked into this black hole again. And I parted ways with this guy.
Well, and you know what I tell people is whatever negativity you're having at that in your life.
Right.
Let it go.
Sure.
And that's the hardest thing to do is let it go. It's easier said than done.
Right.
And I tell people, whether it's a situation, whether it's a job, because people tend to think toxic's only people.
Right.
Situations
environment.
Are toxic. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Your ecosystem that you're putting yourself around can be toxic.
Right.
Like I said, whether it's a situation, whether it's a job, or it's a relationship. And I don't mean just friend relationships. I mean romantic relationship.
Sure.
Whatever it is that's toxic to you, that's keeping you back, holding you back, let it go.
Right.
Studies show people generally think 21 days forms a habit. 66 days forms a habit. You can't just change in 21. I mean, you can get better.
Yeah.
But 66 days reforms a habit. That's a study. I forget what study. It's probably one of the major universities of smart people that are way smarter than me.
Yeah.
66 days forms a habit. I tell people, let it go. People is the hardest thing to walk away from.
Right.
So when it comes down to, especially the people, let them go. 66 days to reform a habit. What? And my let it go may be different than yours.
Sure.
My let it go. In my opinion, when I let you go, you're gone.
Yeah.
Never again. It's over. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. Hey, that ship sailed. I no longer worry about people who don't worry about me.
Right.
And I've told people over and over, ask an individual how they're doing in a day, whether it's through a text, whether it's through a messenger. Ask them how things are going. If they never reply back of how you're doing, they don't give a fuck about you.
This is true. Well, and like the saying says, you are the sum of the company you keep.
Exactly.
And I've go ahead.
And what I'm getting at is, like I said, 66 days, let them go.
Right.
Like I said, other people's let it go. Maybe stay away from them for a while. Because don't get me wrong, there is times in life like a circle.
Right.
Things are full. Things come back around.
Mm-hmm.
There's times in your life when you're going to be on polar opposites.
Yeah.
And that's when I let them go. But don't get me wrong. Everything runs through phases.
Yeah.
Everything runs through seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's times when that circle comes back around and both y'all end up back on the same page.
Yeah.
It does happen. Not as often as you'd like it.
Yeah.
But it does.
You know, I've got a really good friend. I'm not going to throw any names out because that's not how we roll here at the AA meeting. But I have a very close acquaintance. And that person that they are with, I'm not a big fan of this individual. I can't stand the individual for a lot of different reasons. But in my opinion, one of their biggest issues that causes 80 to 90% of all their problems is the people they associate with. They love the drunks, the druggies, the crooks, criminals. I mean, anybody they shouldn't hang out with.
Somebody who's going to use them.
That's down on their luck, just. That's always the people that they tend to surround themselves with. The problem with that is they get sucked into that same life, those same problems, they get sucked into it. And then it impacts their family. And that's where I start having a problem with it is I will sound like a broken record.
Hey, anybody wants to call in, remember?
Now, that phone number is 516-666-9510. You can also catch us on Facebook, facebook.com, AA Meeting Podcast. And we've got a Gmail account, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you guys. We're just flapping our gums, which is what we do. That's the whole point of the podcast. But we also love to have feedback. And it looks like we've got a caller. Oh, man, they've been waiting for a while.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, hit it.
Or he can hear me. Okay. All right, caller. I'm sorry I didn't see you calling in there. Welcome to the AA meeting with Arlo and Adam. What's your name?
Hey, brother. What's up? This is Zeke.
Hey, what's up, big dog? What do you know?
Oh, just listening.
How you enjoying the show?
Oh, I love it.
Good deal, good deal. We're trying to be real this episode.
You bet.
You know, we're trying to get people to call in to just listen about you know, share some stories, you know, of
we
life.
Get deep in here. We roll deep.
Yeah, we're rolling deep tonight, man.
What's on your mind, Zeke?
Oh, I was listening to your comments about loving yourself and whatnot.
Sure.
You know, trying to live yourself right, you know, live right, eat right, yep. Live healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I try to live healthy, still Toby.
That's all right, man. We
but,
can get
you know,
to that. You know, I believe with you.
Yeah, just waiting on you to open up your gym.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I need to talk to my friend Terry Hayes. She's going to help me with the write up the proposal for the nation so I can see if I can get some money.
That'd be awesome.
I got to get this thing rolling, man. I got to get people. Like I said, I'm trying to fulfill my purpose right now. My purpose, seriously, is helping people. I get you there. I'm getting myself there. We're riding this. We can take this bus together. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor to be able to help this many people. It really is. It's my honor to sit here and help you because I'm going to see through. I can get you motivated. You got, you know, people will get themselves dedicated, and we're going to make this shit happen.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, man. I'm glad you're calling in.
Yeah, I had to.
We really appreciate
people to listen out there.
Exactly, exactly. It's always nice. Anybody else out there, man, listening, y'all call in. We love having people interact. Drop that line again one more time for the number.
Once again, folks, the phone line to call in is 516-666-9510. We are on the phone with our first caller of the night, Zeke. Tell me, man, you got a good story of where positivity impacted your mindset and maybe helped you accomplish a goal, or you just became a better person for it.
Oh, well, Arlo knows a lot about me, where I work. You know, I work at a nightclub, pretty busy nightclub.
Right.
Very. You see all walks of life coming in.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing we learn is, you know, not only you have problems, you know, some people, you know, I guess release their problems through drinking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, man, it's just a different kind of life, and Arlo really understands that.
Extremely.
Yeah, you could be happy on the outside, but you're just tore up on the inside. But you see the next person who probably just lost $1,000 by dropping their wallet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it, you feel kind of, I don't know, sorry for them, I guess. But,
yeah.
You know, you
right.
Really can't show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So the nightclub, you know, here past 3 years, I work in a nightclub, like I stated, and I've been sober, you know, 3.5 years now, strong.
Congratulations, man. Have you noticed a positive impact once you've eliminated alcohol in your life, once you identified that as a problem for you?
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, I have to really give props to my boss man, Preston, you know, standing beside me, and Arlo, you know, pushing
Preston.
Me, staying sober, you know, it's a big impact. You know, that's not common, you know, to work in a nightclub and not drink, you know. And then I always see myself looking at them acting a fool, you know.
Remembering that used to be you.
That's
yeah.
No joke.
That was
yep.
All of us. Don't even worry about that. That's all of us.
As we've discussed several times, you know, Arlo and I both worked in clubs. I DJed for a while. Arlo worked security for years. And, you know, I learned a lot about just people in general, the world in general, from working in those clubs, because you see people from all the life. You see people how they are when they're sober and they have their constitution about them. And then once they get inebriated and all of those inhibitions have been removed, and then they are now saying and doing things that they would never do while they're sober. And you just kind of it's really interesting to see the duality that people carry. You know, the shy girl may be on a stripper pole after about two or three pitchers or a couple. Adam maybe on a stripper pole.
Dude, it was one time, and hey, I had gas money that night, so
20 to 20, huh?
$20
That's
to big 20
Z-Cline.
Bucks.
That's a big Z line.
Might that have been why you stopped drinking? Is because to stop that line from coming up so often?
Yeah, sometimes I was doing it half price, $10, man.
That was back when that gas was under $2, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had to cut back because I started accepting coupons.
Adam had to quit because he started accepting them access cards.
Hey, EBT, man.
He said he was getting that government cheese, them Kamaz. He was like, man, I'm just getting whatever I can.
Dude, I've said it a few times. I'm not proud of what I would do for money, but I'm even less proud of what I do for some of that commodity cheese, man. He said he may not be proud of it, but he will admit it, ladies and gentlemen. He may not be proud of it, but he will admit it. He's a man of action.
What kind of action? But it's action.
Well, Zeke, man, we do. We really appreciate you calling in. Call in anytime. We appreciate your feedback, man.
Yeah, thank you. And y'all keep it up. Y'all are doing great. I love the show. You know, I don't get to – my Sundays are off, you know, and I listen when I can, and it's great to hear you guys, you know.
That is a big part of why we selected this time slot. Well, you have a good evening, dude.
Yeah, you too. Y'all be safe and have fun.
Definitely, brother. You take care.
Always. Well, folks, that was a caller, our first caller of the night, and we've got plenty of time left. So once again, that phone number is 516-666-9510, and that was also one of the first callers that we have patched in through into the phone. So all of you watching on Facebook Live, let me know how that audio came up after we hooked that up. I know it was a little quiet there at first, but once we jacked that in, I want to make sure that everything's working properly. There's some things you just can't test. Tonight, we're talking the three L's of life, which is living, loving, and laughing. And we talked at length about living right. You gotta keep things positive. You gotta, you know, if it's not impacting your life in a positive way.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate the tip too, also, brother.
Then it needs to. It doesn't need to be in your life now. Even the things that may seem not positive can be positive. You know, you got to work. You got to play hard if you're going to work hard. The other part is loving, man. You got to have that companionship. But you know, a lot of forms of companionship can also be positive or negative because they may make you feel good. It's like the classic lust versus love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a lot of the same feelings, but one of them will ultimately be empty. And there's always ways to tell. One of those is going without.
And you know, you really got to look at yourself in a sense of like a garden. Take yourself in a garden. You got to figure out what's the fruits of your growing, of your prosperity, of your happiness, and what are the weeds?
Right.
What do you need to get rid of? And when you figure that out, you'll notice your garden of you, will really start to grow. And that's where it goes back to that physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Right.
Those are the three things. Those are the four things that are growing in your garden.
You know, I love that you brought that analogy up, and because I've used it a lot, and whenever I talk relationships, especially marriage,
exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter how perfect someone's marriage looks. Every marriage has problems. There's absolutely no such thing as a perfect marriage.
Exactly.
I challenge each and every person out there to tell me honestly that they've never been in a fight. They've never had second thoughts about their relationship. I've been married for 11 years. I've been with my wife going on 14 years. July 7th will be our 14 years that we've been together. And there's been some bumpy roads, and there's been some times where we've thought about, you know, parting ways. We always come back together, but going back to your analogy, you know, love and happiness, it really is. It is like a garden. And I, you know, I compare it to a vegetable plant. Now, the reason being is, you know, a good vegetable plant, you've got to have all the right nutrients. You got to have all the things that's going to feed that relationship. You got to have sun. You got to have the freedom to grow. You've got to have the good soil. And if you don't have all of those things, you're not going to yield good fruit. And without, and that fruit that you bear is going to be the sum of the relationship and the things that you're putting into that relationship.
Yep.
Now, there's a lot of people that have a lot of jealousy issues. And that's like, you know, putting that tomato in a cage.
Insecurities will kill it.
Right. And whenever you have insecurities and jealousy, what that does is that.
Trust me, that's where I mess up.
That will cause you to overly restrict mm-hmm. that plant. And that plant's not going to grow right. It's not going to yield that fruit.
Exactly.
If you're constantly putting somebody down, if you're not building someone up, you're taking the sunshine.
Hey, what's
out.
Up, Mom?
And that's also not going to yield good fruit. And then also you've got all the little things around. You got to have all those positive things to
exactly.
feed that. Now, that said, you've got, you know, once you have that fruit, you can do with what you want. But,
you know, with me helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
The one thing that's the hardest thing for me to realize right now,
right,
that kills me at this moment where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
is I had to realize not everybody in this world, in my life,
mm-hmm.
will turn a setback into a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the hardest one to get, man.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching and I'm like, come on, and you're wanting right. it, but you can't. I can motivate you,
uh-huh.
but I tell people I can motivate you, but we're not miracle workers.
Right.
You got to want it.
Yeah.
Motivation gets everybody started to do something, whether it's better themselves, whether it's better relationship, whether it's better their job, whatever.
Yeah.
But dedication keeps you going.
It's a true story.
And that's what gets it. You know, one other thing I'd like to see in the world, more of in the world, is never trust a girl that has color contacts and filtered pictures. You want to know why?
Oh, I hate filters. I do.
You want to know why?
Okay.
Why? Everything she's already viewing is through a lie.
This is true.
A girl who can only who always colors her eyes, not her hair.
Yeah.
But colors out her eyes with contacts
mm-hmm.
and uses filters is already living a lie.
Well, and we talked about this.
And I'm not trying to – I'm not dogging any girl that does it.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see – women are just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's meant to be man and woman.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we look at them and see the most beautiful thing in the world.
Sure.
I want to see more women, and I don't care what walks of life you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what your – think your physical – whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you think. I want to see more pictures of less filters.
Right. You know, we had a conversation about this a few weeks ago when we were talking about body image.
Mm-hmm.
Now, makeup is great. We are not in any way, shape, or form knocking makeup. But if it's applied correctly and it's there to accentuate your beauty, draw attention to those things that
your
you
features.
Like, you know. My wife has these amazing cheekbones, and that was one of the first things I noticed about her. She puts on some makeup sometimes, and it accentuates those. That's great. Lipstick makes a beautiful smile pop. But it's another thing to transform yourself, and then you have some people that cannot leave the house without their makeup or their weave or their wig, their push-up bra, their bustier, their Spanx, all these other things that transform your body into something that it's not. You're hiding behind a mask.
Yep.
And then what happens is when you constantly wear this mask in your life,
you're lying,
but what's behind the mask deteriorates. You got to give it some sunshine, man. Let everyone see you for what you are, and then people are going to respond more positively. Now, you know, look at us. We're
we're happy. I mean, mm-hmm. we love what Absolutely. We look like, but we're not, I'm not Channing Tatum.
No, you got to know what you bring to the table, man. We know right. what we bring. You're charismatic. You got a good smile.
Yeah.
You're pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've lived on all these years. I've got a good personality.
The problem is everyone thinks they got to look like Leonidas.
Yeah.
And that's why someone making billions off right. of making filters that'll make you look that way.
Yeah. You know, filters are fun. We all do those filters every now
fun,
and then.
But don't lie through them.
Don't make every shot have to be a filter on it, because then you hold on to that crutch and then you forget how to walk.
Because exactly. And like I said, everybody, I'm gonna throw everybody out there.
Yeah.
Everybody is beautiful.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You show me a bad person, I guarantee if you stood with them long enough and sat there with them, I'll show you the good person.
Right.
But them filters just kill everything. Oh, I see I see Instagrams full of filters. I see Facebook full of filters. And I'm like, I know you don't look that way because I've seen you.
Yeah. Oh, we got us another caller.
Oh, we got two tonight. He's been waiting for 5 minutes.
Who it is? All right. Once again, caller, I'm sorry for the long wait. I didn't see you pop up there. You are live with the AA meeting with Arlo and Adam. What's your name?
Oh, this is Eddie Webster. I figured I'd call in and tell y'all doing a good
Eddie.
Job.
Now, give me 1 second, Eddie. I'm going to plug this in so our Facebook Live audience can hear you.
All right. What's up, brother? What's good?
What's on your mind, Eddie?
Nothing. I was just finishing this old shower up, doing a little remodel, and trying to listen to y'all at the same time. Figured I'd call in and let y'all know y'all's doing a good job.
Well, appreciate it, man. Anytime you want to call in.
I know it's long overdue.
It's way overdue, brother.
Yeah. Go ahead, Arlo.
I was going to say, me and Eddie got tons of stories. I've known this guy.
Yeah, we ain't got enough time.
No. Me and this guy would sit there and argue in the old B&J's restaurant till like the sun came up about football.
Oh, that's awesome.
We would sit there and me and Eddie could have had a sports show because people would stop and ask us questions. I mean, like we were like we should have been on 97.1, that sports animal.
Right.
We should be on that.
I know you got the three L's going, but I really got a question. What do you think about this Jones and Cormier fight coming up?
The rematch?
Yes.
Oh man, I'm glad you had some fights, man. I'm good to go. You know I'm always money. I think it sucks that Jones can get a rematch just like that after all the stuff that he went through, all the stuff that he's done.
The Conor McGregor fight.
Yeah, he's getting just – and it's because UFC's hurting in pay-per-views and pay-per-view buys, is my opinion. They're needing cash cows because McGregor is so hell-bent right now on chasing Mayweather that he hasn't really been talking about fighting for the UFC. So I think that's where it's really coming into play, is that it's just to bring in pay-per-view buys, and they're going to try to hype it like it's going to be something different. And I think it's going to be just a repeat of the first one.
I think it's going to hurt him not getting a tune-up fight, though.
It could.
I think it's going to be sluggish for it first.
Yeah. And then he's going to use the reach like he always does in his length. And I just think Cormier just never comes in shape either.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Do you pay attention to the Joey Diaz guy?
No, not really.
He said, what do you think about Cormier coming in and, you know, how he pushed on the towel and added like 2 pounds to his weight last time he cheated the weight cut? He said, who cares? He's in Los Angeles right now, 285 pounds eating cheeseburgers. It don't matter.
Exactly. And, for a champion, he's never had that great a work ethic. I mean, don't get me wrong, he can fight. I will never knock him for not being able to fight. But he's going to, I see it to happen the same way. I see Jones to come in shape, over the top, good shape. Don't get me wrong, Jones is going to be a little sluggish because he's going to be a little rusty. But I've seen more people take playoffs in UFC and not look like it than I have. I don't know for whatever reason, but that's how it seems to go. I don't know if it's star power that they're making into everybody, that everybody that they put on a pay-per-view is supposed to be a star and they're not. I don't know if it's something to do with that or if it's just different training. I've never won just a bad team, you know, one before. So I don't know if it's different training levels or what it is.
Yeah. Well, I guess your show's over loving. So how about your Cowboys? Are they going to get to the show this year or they don't crumble?
We didn't do enough getting defense, man. We didn't get enough doing defense. We think if we score 52 points, we're hoping the other team only scores 49.
For sure.
I mean, yep. No secondary. We didn't boost the secondary, which I'm not big on secondary. I always say secondary can be made.
Yeah.
I always say your front four is what makes your secondary. I don't care what quarterback you got. You put pressure on him, it's not going to happen. If the quarterback does not have time, he is not going to get that ball off like he wants to. A great defense.
Yep, as long as Tom Brady don't win it and Johnny Lawson.
If Brady wins another one, I had to already say he was the greatest. I mean, after that game in Atlanta. Against Atlanta? No. Against the Super Bowl in Atlanta? No, man. You damn near have to say it. Because there was no Spygate. There was no Deflategate. There was just a me whooping your ass gate in that fourth quarter. Biggest meltdown in Super Bowl.
Wow.
History. Biggest meltdown. Hey, you know, boxing's got a big pay-per-view coming up this weekend. We got Kovalev Ward 2. Anybody, some boxing fans out there, man, I think Kovalev's going to KO Andre Ward this time.
Wow.
I'm going to go with that. And don't get me wrong. If Ward comes out like he says and is going to bang him, going to sit there and bang with him, nah, you're getting knocked out. You're getting knocked out. He done got knocked down in the first one and was hurt.
Wow.
So I'm calling it now. I'm going to call if he comes out trying to who's the bigger dog? I see it at the end early. I see it to probably be eighth round stoppage.
If anybody knows, it would be you. So
I can call him pretty fucking close, man. I can call him pretty close. Who do you think is going to take that one?
I think Ward, man, but that's just me.
I got you. Don't get me wrong.
He can talk a big game. He can talk a big game and what he's going to do. He might just be throwing that out there.
He might be doing the Floyd and he's going to talk about crushing you and then get in there and just try to outbox you.
Yep.
Floyd would do the same thing. Floyd would get in your head and sit there and tell you, oh, I'm gonna punish you. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to do this. And then gets in there and does none of that. Gets in there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Floyd was one of this generation's greatest angle fighters you ever seen. Floyd would punish you, but not to the extent where he had to open up and knock you out. Because when you open up to knock someone out, you got to take the risk of getting knocked out.
Right.
But he never did that, which I 100% commend him because he has probably more sense than a lot of people will at the end of their career.
Hey, you got a lot more money than most people do, too.
Boy, you ain't lying. $100 million paydays for fights, man? Come on. Come on.
My kids are going to be boxing coming out of the womb.
Hey, you know I teach them. You know I teach them. We got some people trying to call
there
me.
You go.
Well, we got some.
I ain't got time to answer those.
Well, that's fine. He's hooked up. You're hooked up onto the sound anyway. Remember, folks, anybody can call in, whether you're on topic or off topic. Perfectly fine. This is a podcast. We like to go down the rabbit hole, as it were. So our phone number is 516-666-9510. We also have an email at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/aameetingpodcast. We're on the phone with Eddie. Tell me, before we let you go, do you have any stories for us where maybe a positive change or just eliminating something that wasn't positive had a positive result on your life?
Oh, man. You don't have to put me on the spot like that. I don't know if I can come up with a good one.
Man, we rolled deep here.
You know what? You know what changed your life? You got married.
This is true. It's true.
That's probably true. And then I eliminated all the toxic people out of my life.
I remember how we used to get.
Eddie, we were talking about it earlier, and this is one of the parting thoughts I want to leave for you. Be glad you're not single today, because now they've got all these inventions for people, such as the makeup, weaves, filters, Wonder Bras, Spanx, all this other crap. You don't have to dig through to find
Eddie,
what you're
the romper guy.
You, do you rock the rompers, Eddie?
Oh, no, sir. That ain't me.
We don't judge around here. You live where you want to live, baby.
I just need Arlo to tell you the story about him seeing Ray Lewis at Cowboys Stadium, and that's all you got to hear. That's the best story of all time.
Eddie, you just made him light up. The camera had to change focus. I almost have to turn our lights off here. He's just beaming it. What's this all about?
I go to the last home game in Texas Stadium. Eddie's a huge Ravens fan. So. Ray Lewis, middle linebacker, greatest middle linebacker ever. I'm at like the 35-yard line on the opposite side of the visiting team because I'm too great.
Yeah.
They're right in front of me and my buddy, and Ray Lewis is doing his chant. Oh, my dog's in the house! And I'm wearing a Cowboys jersey getting fired up.
Oh, man.
Like, I just try to sneak on the field, and I just want to pop up in the middle beside him, all creepy-like.
Well, you still moved out of my playbook. Yeah,
exactly. I was all into it, man. And then they absolutely annihilated us in the last home game at Texas Stadium. Don't think I ever had to. I never lived that down from Eddie either.
That's awesome. Well, Eddie, man,
Go
ahead.
Yeah, he told me he actually was in the huddle. He snuck down there and got in the huddle and said where his dog was and everything.
I'd have
what
so
time
ruined
is it?
What time is it? Game time. Oh, my dog's in the house. Aaron would just be getting fired up. I was like, I would have snuck in there if I knew I wouldn't have went to jail.
He did in his mind.
I'll
like
let
y'all
boys go.
Times.
I'm going to get back to work.
All right, brother.
All right.
Appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Bye.
Once again, folks, that we are a live show, and we do take callers every Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The phone number is 516-666-9510. You don't have to identify yourself. You can be anonymous, or you can check us out. And if you're want a friend, Arlo, he goes. We'd love to do a live segment here on the show. We try to spread ourselves as thin as we possibly can socially. You can tune in and comment real time. You know, we're talking about the three L's, and we've pretty much covered the living, and you know, the other thing is, you know, for me is the most important part of life, and that's laughter.
Absolutely.
You know,
cures a lot of things.
We talk a lot about positivity. I mean, it's we beat that dead horse until it's bloody pulp, man.
Yep.
And one thing, nothing is. Spawns positivity like laughter. And some of our biggest and most horrible stories, you always find something to laugh about it. So you talked about being a self-saboteur, you know.
Yes, sir.
And but they also come around to being stories, something that you can laugh at.
Exactly.
And if you can't laugh at yourself, who can? I mean,
exactly. That's where you have to start, is really be able to crack a joke on yourself.
Sure.
Because if you can't, then you can't crack one on someone else.
Right. And, you know, for me, that's my sense of humor. That's always my opener. That's my go-to.
And
I love to laugh at myself.
Exactly. You do.
Yeah.
You laugh more at yourself than I laugh at you.
And that's a lot, folks. That's a lot. You should hear some of our conversations off the air.
And, you know, Marilyn Monroe said, you know, you make a girl laugh, you make a girl do anything.
Right.
And I used to take that to heart until the last girl I tried to actually have a relationship with.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want to laugh. She got really pissed off at my jokes.
Man.
Maybe I wasn't funny. I don't know. That was the first time I was like, man, maybe I'm not that funny.
I laugh about my own jokes, and it kind of sucks when you look around the room and realize you're the only guy laughing. You're like, okay, well,
I'm a little bit of a dickhead, though. So,
well, we all are. And, you know, I can't be around people that don't have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really want to see me bolt out of the room uncomfortably or just exit a conversation in any way, by any means necessary, mm-hmm. be that wet blanket that is just there. You're bored,
yep.
or you're just, everything's got to have a bad, like, I don't even want to say, there's a lot of people that try to bring on their own sympathy.
What's those guys?
People that, you know, they start every conversation with a negative, and that's, you're not going to get a good response. You're not going to see people at their best.
Ever.
If you're constantly trying to find them, get like a pity shot, you know, pro wrestlers in the pro wrestling business, they call applause a pop.
Mm-hmm.
You get a laughter, you get a rise out of the room, you get a pop. You can't start that off with something negative, man. Tell a joke. It can be a bad joke. You know, not 90% of my jokes.
I used to say I never told a bad joke, but I guess I have.
Apparently. Oh, girl didn't appreciate it.
Oh, dang.
And see, me, I love the bad jokes. I like the, I mean, not bad. Well, I like tasteless jokes too, but like super corny jokes.
Skylar, are you talking about the time you... You talking about that time with last name was Brown? I hope he responds bad.
And I gotta say, Arlo, you and your friends, you guys sound like the mafia, dude. Like the Sopranos. Hey, I need to go talk to that guy about the
you
thing.
You want me to tell it on air? Okay. This girl crawls under the table. My buddy's telling her, don't crawl on the table. I'm going to warn you because we're all pinned in this corner. You remember how BJ's was. So, yeah. This is good with laughter. He said, don't crawl underneath that table. No, okay. I ain't going to tell it, man. It wasn't even nothing dirty.
Right.
It wasn't even nothing dirty.
Oh, I wish you guys were watching the Facebook Live. I got a piece of it. I already see the punchline.
He said, seen the punchline. Man, you don't even know.
And it stinks, man.
The thing, oh, he said, go ahead. Okay. All right. So we're all at this table. My buddy's sitting there, right? And we're all sitting there. We tell this girl, I can't remember her name. It's something Brown. That's all I remember. The last name was something Brown. And my buddy's like, don't crawl under this table. Don't crawl under this table. And everyone's chiming in that was there. And my buddy's like, don't crawl under the table. I'm warning you. Because she's like, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go to the restroom. I'm going to crawl under the table. He's like, don't do it. She goes underneath there and he farts in her face. Just lets it go. And she starts coughing and gets mad and gets sick. What? We got warned. When you got a fair warning, don't do it. Take it.
Maybe that's why you know her name. You're calling her Brown. Maybe that's her new, that's her Indian name now is Brown Cloud.
But she was. Her last name was. I can't remember her name for crap. And what's funny is she gets so mad because we'll see her every now and then at the bars. We'll pass our paths will cross. And we'll look at her and be like, hey, you remember that time at B&J?
So if you've ever been had a fart in your face by somebody you want to impress, give us a call, 516-666-9510. You know, and that's funny because I got to say, you got to be able to fart around somebody you love.
Well, and she just got farted in the face. That was not love.
That was
a warning.
If you can fart in the same room with someone you love and they not leave the room, that's love, man. But, yeah, you know, we're talking about love or laughter. And, you know, I don't see how people can be.
Dude, we had so many memories of B&J's. My buddy said, damn B&J's. Oh, my dude, we had so many great memories at that shithole restaurant.
You know, let me tell you, I don't think me and my wife would have been together nearly as long as we have if she. No, if we're not, if we didn't eat at B&J's.
The after bar dates.
Yeah. But if it weren't for her sense of humor, and you know, you ask any couple
she
that's been together
to
for
like
years.
You.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially when you look like me and we'll leave the rest of that, but I got to be able to make her laugh. But, you know, laughter is so absurdly important and is so overlooked, not even in love, but relationship, but your life in general. There's so many people that just take themselves so seriously. And, especially life in general. I mean, if you have, we all have those jobs.
I ain't saying it.
We all have those jobs, and I don't care how much you love your job. Every job sucks at points.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't have fun during, then it's just going to magnify everything. I mean, it's gas to the flame. Negativity is. And if you don't have positivity to put that flame out, man, it's going to burn your life down, and it's going to burn everything you love, and it's going to eat at you. You got to be able to laugh.
Absolutely.
And if you're one of those people that just don't laugh at all, or you just,
I feel sorry for you.
I do too. And it's going to catch up with you.
I love life, man. I absolutely love life. I love living. I love laughing.
Yeah.
All the above, man. And that's why we made this show. That's
yeah.
why we made this one. Hey, Big Dave, what's up, brother? It's my boy from Wagner. But you know, man, I mean, shoot, time's starting to wind down. We got out.
You know, before we go, we got a couple big points, because we still got a little bit of time.
How much time we got left?
Oh, we still got like 20 minutes, man.
Oh, never mind. We got 20 minutes left.
Holy crap. No, we don't. I said it at the wrong time. We're 10 minutes over, man.
Never mind. We're 10 minutes over.
All right. Well, before we go, I have to say,
make your points.
One, bad news that Bob Stoops left our Sooners.
Yeah, that is true. All my Sooner fans out there.
So, all of you who loved him, I hope you're able to get through this grieving process and find some way to laugh about it.
I laugh when that happens.
And I got to say a big rest in peace to the original Batman, film Batman, Adam West.
Yep.
If you don't know him from Batman in the 60s era, you probably know him from Family Guy as the mayor.
Mayor Quahog.
Yeah. So a big rest in peace to that guy. Big bucket of wind, as Kevin Smith likes to say. But that pretty much does it for us, folks. And as always, for me, I'm Adam. And thanks for tuning in. And you got stories, man, shoot them out to us. AAMeetingPodcast@gmail.com. Facebook.com. AAMeetingPodcast. Shoot us your comments, calls, stories, any of that stuff. But as I always do, we wrap things up with some words to live by from Arlo. And Arlo, why don't you break it down for us, man?
Oh, face. Book. No. Man, you know, we talked a lot about life, more so life today. We talked a lot about life today and like how to come back. Setbacks to make a comeback. I always tell people, you can't control the input of your life. Things that happen to you, you can't control it. All you can control is what you do about it. That's why self-truth, self-discipline is intertwined together. The worst thing you can do is lose yourself in all of these things that happen. Find yourself instead of losing yourself. You got three options. You either give up, give in, or give it all the fuck you got, baby. Remember, keep living strong, keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. Till next Sunday, we out.